The Poetry of Michael Drayton. An Introduction. Michael Drayton was born in 1563 at Hartshill, Warwickshire, England. The facts of his early life remain unknown. Drayton first published in 1590 a volume of spiritual poems, The Harmony of the Church. Ironically, the Archbishop of Canterbury seized almost the entire edition and had it destroyed. In 1593 he published Idea, The Shepherd's Garland, nine pastorals celebrating his own love sorrows under the poetic name of Roland. This was later expanded to a 64 sonnet cycle. With the publication of The Legend of Piers Gaveston, Matilda and Mortimeriados, later enlarged and republished in 1603 under the title of The Baron's Wars, his career began to gather interest and attention. In 1596, The Legend of Robert Duke of Normandy, another historical poem, was published, followed in 1597 by England's Heroical Epistles, a series of historical studies in imitation of those of Ovid. Written in the heroic couplet, they contain some of his finest writing. Like other poets of his era, Drayton wrote for the theatre, but unlike Shakespeare, Jonson or Samuel Daniel, he invested little of his art in the genre. Between 1597 and 1602, Drayton was a member of the stable of playwrights who worked for Philip Henslowe. Henslowe's diary links Drayton's name with 23 plays from that period, and for all but one unfinished work, in collaboration with others, such as Thomas Dekker, Anthony Munday and Henry Chettle. Only one play has survived, Part One of Sir John Oldcastle, which Drayton wrote with Munday, Robert Wilson and Richard Hathaway, but little of Drayton can be seen in its pages. By this time as a poet, Drayton was well received and admired at the court of Elizabeth I. If he hoped to continue that admiration with the accession of James I, he thought wrong. In 1603, he addressed a poem of compliment to James I, but it was ridiculed and his services rudely rejected. In 1605, Drayton reprinted his most important works, the historical poems, and The Idea, also published, was a fantastic satire called The Man in the Moon, and for the first time the famous ballad of Agincourt. Since 1598, he had worked on Polyolbion, a work to celebrate all the points of topographical or antiquarian interest in Great Britain. 18 books in total. The first was published in 1614, and the last in 1622. In 1627, he published another of his miscellaneous volumes. In it, Drayton printed The Battle of Agincourt, an historical poem, but not to be confused with his ballad on the same subject, The Miseries of Queen Margaret, and the acclaimed Nymphidia, The Court of Faery, as well as several other important pieces. Drayton last published in 1630 with The Muses Elysium. Michael Drayton died in London on the 23rd of December 1631. He was buried in Westminster Abbey in Poets' Corner. A monument was placed there, with memorial lines attributed to Ben Jonson.
Michael Drayton, The Ballad of Agincourt. Fair stood the wind for France, when we our sails advance, nor now to prove our chance longer will tarry. But putting to the main, at Caux, the mouth of Seine, with all his martial train, landed King Harry. And taking many a fort, furnished in warlike sort, marcheth towards Agincourt in happy hour, skirmishing day by day with those that stopped his way where the French general lay with all his power. Which, in his height of pride, King Henry to deride, his ransom to provide to the king sending, which he neglects the while as from a nation vile, yet with an angry smile their fall portending. And turning to his men, quoth our brave Henry then, "Though they be 1 to 10, be not amazed. Yet have we well begun back..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?